review of general manager and interim general manager hire process struck from this motion.
I believe that's Alex and Miss that you seconded it.
Madam Director, I'd like
to hear. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, your voice broke up.
Oh.
Your voice broke up. Couldn't quite hear
that's
you.
That is the same section, correct, Carolyn, that Alex...
Yes, that is right. I agree with his recommendation.
Thanks. Okay, fantastic.
Can I get on his back again, Alex?
Okay, well, one moment. Let me make sure I get through the first round. Bill?
Sure.
Yep.
Is that me?
Yes, go ahead.
Bill? Okay.
Yeah,
you know, I sympathize with what everybody's saying, but and I'd like to hear from other people who are on the personnel committee this year. I'm not on it this year, but I was co-chair last year, and we talked about this quite a bit because we noticed that, you know, all the stations looking for new GMs or PDs were having to reinvent the wheel over and over again, and sometimes take months just to work out the process. So I think this is a good motion overall. But you know, I just forwarded to you a suggested amendment, by the way. And I'll just read that. I think it sort of incorporates Carolyn's concerns and also Lydia's. It's simple. It just says, during that last part of the motion, add after the words, the committee's responsibility shall include, so after that, add the words, subject to P&B approval. And we'll leave everything else in. The idea is let's let the committee work with the stations. I don't know why WBI's committee was not consulted, Carolyn, last year, but I know I think some other people sent out motions or emailed more than once to all of the board last year asking for input. I know you weren't on the board last year, but I agree. We need to work with the boards, and we'll see if we can put these things together from all the so we can learn from each other's efforts in looking for new GMs and PDs. So it's not such an arduous and time-consuming process just to figure out how the process will work. So I move that substitution. Is it a substitute for Alex's amendment?
Second.
Marcel to the stack.
Marcel, go ahead, please.
I've been listening to everyone as they comment on the motion to standardize the hiring process. But the way that the committee is composed that there is one member from each station, and I brought back the information from WPFW to the committee for it to be considered after I consulted with our MASS chair and the MASS committee itself. I don't know for a fact, but I'm assuming that each one of the representatives from the other stations did the same. So I would assume that every station has had some input.
No,
we do need to standardize the process because I know at W that we were changing the process from hiring the GM to hiring the PD, and it really wasn't necessary. It's the same process no matter who you hire.
Thank you,
Marcel.
This is me, Summer. Can you hear me, Summer? Hello? Perhaps keeping. Who was second on Bill's substitute?
Summer.
Yes.
Someone is playing music. Could you please mute yourself?
Okay, there's definitely no music.
Try again next summer. Can you hear me now?
Is that Nia?
Yeah.
Yes, one moment, Nia, before we continue. Was there a second to Bill's substitute? Because for the sake of the second.
Yeah, I did. Yes, I did. I seconded Bill's.
Okay, thank you, Nia. Okay, very good. Thank you. Just please identify yourself by name just for secretaries as well. Go ahead, Nia.
Okay. I just want to, is Arlene still on the call? I just want to make sure that actually, if folks remember, well, last year, and Alex and Carolyn were on the board last year, Arlene did ask for help, the personnel committee. So this was with Arlene's blessing also. So I want to know if Arlene is still okay with this. And this is a standardized process. I will accept the idea of adding approval by the PNB. Certain things in my mind are just assumed, but I guess I can assume that one would know that you have to bring it back to the Pacifica National Board. But I'm okay with being redundant by putting it in there. That's okay. But this is the issue that we have. We need uniformity, like someone said. You know, I hate to repeat myself. And even Arlene had said it a couple of years now, that we need to be more uniformed in our processes. Not only that, the auditor also said that our processes need to be uniform. He didn't specify the personnel committee's process, but he said our processes should be uniform. I don't see here where it takes away any autonomy from the LSBs, and I don't know. I would like to get the section of the bylaws that this is in violation of. If Alex and Carolyn could direct me to it, I could. I would certainly like to see it. Also, on that note, the local station boards are subcommittees of the Pacifica National Board. So if it is in violation in any way, I am agreeable. I'll be willing to tweak it, and then we can vote on it. But I think it makes it uniform. And I'd like to hear from Arlene, is she still in agreement with this, along with Bill's amendment to Alex's amendment?
Carolyn, on the sack again, please.
Okay, folks, I'm sure we're at time. Carolyn, go ahead. And also Alex, I'd wanted to speak again. So Carolyn and Alex.
I will send the board the line, but it's very a simple line. It just says that the LSBs shall be responsible for management and program director searches. I'm not against uniformity. It's the way in which it is achieved that I'm concerned with. Our WBI spent a lot of time over several years getting advice from HR directors, from nonprofit advisors, for the process, and we developed what we thought was a bulletproof process. It was very good. We worked with KPFK, helped with their process. So I'm not against uniformity. I do object to a board committee proceeding unilaterally without consulting, finding out what was done, looking at the issues, and then proceeding to put in fact, that things will be approved. And I think that it's more than just a courtesy. It's taking advantage of several years of experience on these committees. So I would like this returned to the committee for retreading if we, you know, don't pass these motions. I don't think that that in fact we did have any consultation, at least not with WBAI, before this was created by our representative or anyone else.
Alex, go ahead.
Okay. We were asked for the citation on the bylaws, and it's in Article 7, Section 3, Paragraph B, which this is a section defining the responsibilities and powers of the local station boards. And under B, it says, to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of general manager of its respective radio station, from which pool of approved candidates the executive director shall hire the station's general manager. The LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose. And in Section E, there's a similar language about the program director. It says, to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of station program director, from which pool of approved candidates the station's general manager shall hire the station's program director. The LSB may appoint a special subcommittee for this purpose. Now, my point is that the local station boards have very limited powers as it is, and I don't really want to see the national board in the position of diminishing whatever little powers the local station boards have. If the personnel committee wants to make recommendations about the process, I don't have a problem with that, but inserting itself into the process, in other words, saying it will review the process, I think that's an illegitimate extension of the role of the national board into the affairs of the local station board. It is an infringement on the autonomy of the local station board. Furthermore, I think a lot of these issues should be the province of a human resource department. I don't think the personnel committee should try to reproduce all the work that a human resource department should be undertaking. I understand we're presently short of such a resource as the foundation, but we are, from what I understand, taking steps to bring in some help in doing that. So this is a professional undertaking. We shouldn't be in the we shouldn't be in the process of trying to manage and do what management does, and they can do it better than we can. We could review what they do, but we shouldn't actually be doing it ourselves. So I'm very skeptical, not only about the original proposal, but about the bill's amendment. I would propose that we simply strike the whole section from the proposal.
Thank you.
I asked if Arlene was on the call, and does she still agree with the purpose of the committee?
I'm on the call, and I agree with the fact that we may need some uniformity going forward, but I think we have to be careful with situations that are already in progress, and I also think we have to be careful to not infringe on the powers of local boards.
Summer?
Yes.
I think people are confusing the search process with the purpose of the Pacifica Board's personnel committee. The second motion is about process, but I think we're mixing the two here.
Well, I'm sure we're at time. We can vote here. Oh, boy. Let me see here. You know, and if in fact it comes to the bylaws amendment, it would be out of order altogether, but...
No, it does not, Summer. There's nothing here that requires a bylaws amendment. This was shown to Ricardo. There's nothing here. The committee did all the vetting, even with Arlene and Ricardo. Nothing here requires a bylaws amendment.
Why is somebody speaking out of turn?
Folks. We're past time for this agenda item. Bill, could you please read what your substitute amendment was? Because people get lost along the way as we go through the prior patch. There's a substitute, there's an amendment, and there's a main motion. So we need to do them in order. If you could go ahead and make clear what your substitute amendment was, and then we can work backwards from there, please.
We have 9 more minutes for this committee because we'd allocated 30 on the agenda, but if we use it all up, there won't be any time for the second motion. Okay, so my
point
substitute.
Of hold on. There's a point of information. Who is that, please?
Kathy.
All right, Kathy.
I thought that the most recent motion was to refer it back to committee. Am I wrong?
That was a previous motion. This one has a substitute, an amendment, and a main motion. Nobody's referred it yet. Of course, someone's always free to do that as well.
Okay, my substitute was to Alex's amendment. Do you want him to read it first, or just me read the substitute?
Okay, why don't we, rather than reading of time, we have the main point at which you wish to strike the rest of the motion. Alex, is you pick up the specific line.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair, your voice is
I'm
not
sorry.
Clear.
Okay, I would like Alex to the point at which you wish to cut that line. Is it with aim of increasing equity and uniformity among persons? Is it that entire section that is after the executive director and chief financial?
I think if I understand you, you want me to say where I want to cut the motion number one. I would want to cut it. Really, right after the first sentence, which ends with retention and separation from employment, I would wish to remove the entire rest of that paragraph.
Okay, thank you. That's what I had thought you wanted to do.
Summer?
Yes.
Summer?
Yes.
This is Nia. I think people are misleading it. The sentence says, committee's responsibilities shall include, but not limited to, the review of the general manager and interim general manager hire processes. It is not taking away autonomy. It's not creating the process. It is saying it will review the process.
Madam Chair, point of information. Okay, folks, I think we kind of covered it. I understand that there may still be lack of clarity. Was that Carolyn with the point of information?
Yes, are we voting on this, or are we having more discussion? Because if there's a staff, I'd like to get on it.
I was not trying to have more discussion. I was clarifying what people's amendments and substitutions were. I clarified Alex's amendment. Bill, could you clarify what your substitution is to Alex's amendment? Bill?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I dropped. I'm back.
That's all right. If you could clarify what your substitute Alex's amendment is.
Okay, my substitute was just, in place of Alex's amendment, just to add the words subject to B&B approval after what's already in there that says the committee's responsibility shall include.
Okay. Include with the B&B's approval. But
leave,
not
all the, leave all the original committee language in, just to add subject to B&B approval after where it says the committee's responsibility shall include.
Well, it kind of truncates that sentence a little bit, let's see. The committee's responses are not limited to, so how about we put it before, with the PNB's approval, the committee's responsibilities shall include. Is that?
That's fine.
You're putting it in the middle of a, yeah, okay. Take them. All right, that's substitute, which would leave the secondary paragraph intact with the insertion of...
Point of information?
Yes, Alex.
Can Bill explain what actual content his language adds to the motion? Because I don't really see it.
Bill, would you like to clarify?
It just clarifies that the part where it talks about the committee's responsibilities, that last about three lines of the motion, that it just clarifies that would be subject to P&B approval.
But that's always understood.
About that.
Isn't that always understood?
Well, I thought so too, but there were some concerns about that. That just makes it clear that it's the personnel committee can't do all this all on their own.
It does not address my concern.
You know what? I think Nancy can vote on this and get to it. That's probably good at this point. We have Bill's substitute, which leaves all of the language intact as it came to the personnel committee with the insertion of with P&B's approval. So it's to clarify that the personnel committee does not exercise its authority alone, but has to bring it back to P&B, as I believe your intent, Bill, right? Is that correct?
I couldn't quite understand what you're saying. Sorry.
That the committee does not exercise its authority alone, but has to bring its results back to P&B. Is that correct? Is that the intent of the
resolution?
Thank you. So a yes vote on that will pass. A no vote will take us to the underlying amendment, which is Alex's amendment, to strike the entire second section of the motion. Underneath all of that is the original personnel motion, which will either have been substituted, amended, or neither by the time we get there. Madam Secretary, if you could be kind of call the roll, please. It would be on Bill's substitute, which keeps all of the language intact, merely inserting with B&B's approval. Clarify that matter. A yes vote will support that position of the original main motion. No vote will not, and we'll take it in that.
All right. Laura Prevez.
I'm going to abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg.
I'm going to pass.
Dan Siegel?
I'm going to pass also.
Campbell Johnson?
I'll make it 3. Pass.
Marcel Reed? Marcel? Ken Aaron?
Hello?
Marcel,
yes.
How do you vote?
No. Would you please explain the vote to me again? I'm sorry.
All right, Summer.
It's a substitution, which would keep the original language with the personnel committee, adding only the insertion of the language with the P&B's
approval at the point of clarifying the committee's responsibility.
Okay, yes.
Ken Aaron? Ken? Lydia Prezan?
Yes.
Heather Gray votes no. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Bill Crozer?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Jessica Apollinar?
No.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Right. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
No.
Dan Siegel?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
All right.
This is Bruce Wolf. I didn't hear you call my name.
Excuse me, Madam Secretary.
I'm sorry, Bruce.
That's okay. You know, I'm gonna abstain because I actually just got on the call just before the vote started. I wasn't there for the discussion.
I didn't know you were here, so all right.
Yeah, I just got on.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Secretary, I'm sorry. On the call since 9, so I'm
just
listening, but I would like to vote in on this.
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Kimmery Orendorff.
Kimmery, yes.
And I vote yes on this.
You vote yes, okay. We have 10 yeses, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 noes, and 2 abstentions, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, the substitute passes. We now vote on the underlying motion as substituted. Is there an objection to the underlying motion as substituted?
I object.
Yes, I
object.
Madam Secretary, can you call a roll, please? A yes will support the motion as substituted, and a no will not. Thank you.
Point of information, this is Ken. I had a phone problem. Can you repeat the motion, please? I'm sorry.
It's the personnel motion, which the substitution inserting the language with the approval of with the BNB's approval inserted, and no language has been removed. So we're now voting on the main motion as substituted with that instruction of with the BNB's approval.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Madam Secretary. Thank you. A yes will support the main motion as substituted. We will defeat it.
Laura Priebus.
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg.
No.
Dan Siegel.
Yes.
Campbell Johnson.
Yes.
Marcel Reed.
Yes.
Ken Aaron.
No.
Lydia Prezan.
Yes.
Heather Gray votes no. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Bill Crozer.
Yes.
Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
No.
Kathy Davis.
No.
Alex Steinberg.
No.
Jessica Apollinar. Jessica? Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Bruce Wolf.
No.
Timory Orendoff.
Yes.
All right. Yes votes are 11. No are 7.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The motion passes. Thank you. I'm sure at time.
Yeah,
sorry,
point of order.
Summer?
Summer? This is Nia.
Yes, Nia.
Well, we either we extend time or there's not enough time to do the second motion. So
I understand. So a motion to extend time would be in order from someone.
I had a point of order too.
Thank you. Please go ahead, Bill.
And I guess this is sort of independent of that extend time motion, but we skipped the affiliate director election, number 4. I forgot about that. So we need to do that sometime before we finish.
I'm navigating traffic while trying not to get in trouble for having a phone on. So I didn't look at the agenda yet. So I'll have to come back to that. Right now, is there's a motion to extend time by how much? Does it have a second?
I think we need, if the purpose took, how long did that take, Bill? 30 minutes?
About 35 minutes, counting the voting.
Okay, so for the process, I would assume we'd need another half an hour because people were inserting processes in the purpose. Although I think I've covered them.
Can we win a point of order, please?
Could I finish speaking? Hello? Someone, could I please say what I'm saying, please?
Yeah,
I think we need about 40 minutes, probably.
Point of order.
Okay, first Tracy, then Alex. Go ahead, Tracy.
I don't know what we have planned regarding executive session. The calendar says that we are supposed to go into executive session at 7:30. Pacific time, 10:30 East Coast time. That is 25 minutes from now. Plus, we have to have an affiliate director election, for which I think we need to allot 10 minutes. Therefore, I object to any extension of time exceeding 15 minutes because I do not want to spend more time on the phone than the 3 hours that are allotted for you.
Thank you.
Summer, this is Nia. Summer, this is Nia.
Point of order, Alex.
My point of order is that the motion that's about to be read is in violation of the bylaws and should not be admitted. It is a blatant usurpation of the responsibilities of the local station board.
Senator, this is Nia.
And I already cited the chapter and verse of what section of the bylaws that.
Carolyn, I'll check, please.
Right, first things first, folks, we're out of time on any of this. There's a motion to extend by how much?
Summer, if I weren't so rudely interrupted, I started saying that I would go, let's forget it for the next time. But people kept interrupting and not listening.
Sorry about that, Nia.
For about 40 minutes. Let's do it the next time.
I withdraw my motion.
Thank you all. But moving on. Thank you, Nia. All right. So why don't we see about getting that affiliate director election handled? Good point of process, which gets right up. But we're done in personnel committee, correct?
Summer, may I be recognized before moving on?
Go ahead, Kathy.
I really think that this motion needs to be clarified more, so I would like to just put forward an intention commission.
At the next meeting?
I'm sorry, you mean the personnel committee motion?
Yes.
And what are you asking specifically to be done?
I just wanted to say that I put on notice to vote to rescind the motion.
It hasn't been passed yet, actually. So I think we have to take a motion to rescind. So we'll just take it up at the next meeting, okay?
The first motion, was the first motion passed?
No. Oh, the first motion. You want the first
motion.
Yes,
I think she means the first motion. She wants a notice to rescind it.
Thank you. I'm sorry. My connection's not perfect. You are noticing a motion to rescind the motion that just passed, the first motion, correct?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, Kathy. Sorry about that. All right, very good. Is there any objection to moving on to the affiliate selection? We have two posts and two candidates. I'll take a motion that makes sense from somebody.
I move that that we cast a vote to approve Afia Wangaza and Heather Gray as affiliate directors.
Point of order.
What is your point of order, please?
The point of order is that we cannot vote in public due to the need for a secret ballot. So either we name the affiliate directors by acclamation without a vote, or we hold a vote the way we traditionally do by an email.
Make a motion, Alex?
I move that we accept the two by acclamation, Madam Chair. This is Nia.
Second.
You are excused. You're excused.
Alex, could you please continue without interruption?
I'm sorry.
Either method is fine. I just don't want us to be in violation of any procedures or bylaws.
All right, now. Go ahead and raise your motion again, Nia.
I'd like to second Nia's motion, please. This is Kathy.
Oh wow. I move that we approve the nominations of Afia Wangaza and Heather Grace by acclamation.
Okay, seconded by David. Is there any objection? And hearing none, we've gained some time on the home stretch. Thank you, everyone. All right, very good. No acclaim, Secretary. Thank you. And I believe the election is up next. Carolyn, if you could take that, please. Alan, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muting myself. I'm unmuted. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion, should I read the entire thing?
Yes, I think for the sake of the stream, if you could just expeditiously read it, and then we'll have discussion in a vote. Thank you.
All right. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws require that the foundation maintain a list of its members at the national office, and whereas maintenance of an accurate, up-to-date roster of both listener sponsor and staff members is essential to the proper running of Pacifica elections. Therefore, the Elections Committee moves that, in preparation for delegate elections in 2012, the PNB requests that the Executive Director, 1, have station managers work to clean up and secure a database to be used for balloting, additional to the donor databases maintained at each station, by providing lists of all voting members as defined in Article 3, Section 1-4 of the bylaws. 2, encourage all members to keep their contact information current. That is, the PNB requests that the ED encourage all members to keep their contact information current. 3, eliminate duplications in member databases by using the USPS NCOA service, doing comparison of databases for all 5 stations, and carrying out any necessary measures to establish that each member can vote only once. These cleanup efforts should take place at least once in 2011 and again next year, no later than immediately after the date of record in 2012. The Elections Committee further recommends that the PNB direct the Executive Director to report to the PNB Elections Committee on progress and problems in implementing the above protocols by December 1st, monthly until a clean list is achieved, and quarterly thereafter on maintenance of the ballot membership database. And, of course, the December deadline has already passed, which makes it somewhat urgent that we address this. Thank you. That was passed unanimously in October, by the way.
Thank you, Carol. Any discussion? If there's no discussion, then we can take a vote.
Arlene, to the staff.
Go ahead, Arlene. Please.
I have talked to the GMs about this. They have not taken action as of yet, but I have directed them to begin action in January, and we've also talked about what sometimes has been even more problematic, and that is getting an accurate staff list together, looking at the bylaws and making sure that the list that they're assembling is in harmony with the bylaws requirements.
Can I ask a question?
Alex?
This is a question to Arlene. Arlene, could you tell us what you think would be required to ensure that we have high quality election supervisors for this coming election? Is there anything that you would think the board might be able to do to facilitate that?
I'll be perfectly honest, Alex, that this is a question that somewhat eludes me. I've done a lot of thinking about it. I'm very concerned about it. I think that we need to advertise widely, beginning right after the holiday. But I'm not sure that that's the only answer. And I'm also looking to the Elections Committee to determine whether they are seriously wanting us to consider hiring an outside firm or agency to conduct the election. There are a lot of issues involved, but we have to get moving very quickly after the first of the year. And if we don't have any word on going with an outside agency, then I need to start advertising immediately after the first of the year. And I'll work with some of the voting organizations to get their input as to the best way to come up with an impartial and qualified election supervisor. Part of the problem is that Pacifica has so much politics involved that no matter what we do to ensure a good election supervisor, it appears to me that there will be people that will be constantly battling and contesting whoever is hired, and that concerns me greatly. So to say that I'm feeling comfortable about this process would be an absolute untruth.
Carolyn on the stack, please. Thank you.
Campbell for a stack.
Okay, Kathy on the stack. Okay, Carolyn Campbell, Kathy. Go ahead,
Carolyn. Yeah, I just want to say that that's a very good question, and it deserves a lot more time than we have. The fundamental basis of the election, whether we use an outside company or a national supervisor alone, is a good, clean database, and this motion addresses that fundamental question. We've already had feedback from people and from organizations that there will be no good election without a clean database. So I would really urge the PNB to address this issue right now and postpone that discussion that Alex raised perhaps to another time, and we've invited Arlene again to the Elections Committee to discuss this. We're working on some of these issues very strongly, but this has been sitting there since October. So we would really like to have this passed so that Arlene can work with the GMs in a very clear manner about what is required to do this.
And this is Arlene, if I could address that again just briefly.
Go ahead.
I have been working with the GMs discussing this and telling them how important it is, and I have and will be taking action to ensure that they get the list out for NCOA cleanup, that we do a cross-station cleanup, although I don't think that's been a real serious issue in the past. The real issue is within the individual list within each station, and it appears that the worst of all is the staff list. And so I've been addressing that with a great deal of seriousness with the GMs, and we'll make that a number one priority as we move into the new year.
Oh, that'll be good.
Thank you.
Campbell?
Yes, I had two issues. I served on the elections committee last year. And, you know, first, I know that we had quite a bit of discussion about whether it should be an individual or a firm. And as I recall, it was left pretty much open in that regard, even though there was a lot of discussion. There's no compelling evidence that we've had good ones with individuals. Good elections. So I was curious about that. Second point is that I think it's very important to maintain confidentiality of such a list, and I was wondering what steps would be undertaken to ensure confidentiality.
Is that the question directed to me, Campbell?
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm not quite sure what you mean by confidentiality.
Confidentiality of the list, that, you know, they don't fall into hands of people who are not directly involved in the election process under supervision regarding the election.
You know, members have a right to inspect, to look at the list. They don't have a right to get copies of it, as I understand it. They do have the right to do mailings to the list and to request that it be given to a mail house so that they can do a mailing. And with the staff lists, we have generally posted those at the stations so that people can, you know, comment and say, I'm not there, or so-and-so doesn't belong there, or so-and-so should be added, and we can work with that kind of input. And so we have, you know, worked from that perspective. I don't know if there's if people have a problem with that, but that's the way, as I understand it, it has worked in the past. That's what we did last year with staff lists, and I was planning to work the same way this year.
Okay, I don't have a particular insight on that, but I just was raising that because I know that that has been, you know, a question in the past, and so I wanted to just, you know, find out what measures we're going to be taking, what the procedures are. Thank you very much.
I think we're probably getting at time on this. Let me finish the packet, ladies. Carol?
Kathy was on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kathy. I apologize. That's who I meant. Sorry. Kathy, go ahead.
Okay. I actually do think that this is an important motion, considering in New York City we had to redo the election because the wrong list was used. But I also think, I don't know if this particular motion will address it, but it's my understanding that the last election was done in spite of knowing that the list was not correct because of imposed deadlines on when things had to be printed and mailed. So I just wanted to bring the point that kind of penny-wise, pound-foolish in that sense of insisting on meeting a deadline with full knowledge that you have the wrong list can be a very expensive mistake. So I don't know how to build that into the motion, but it's something that I hope we can consider as we go forward.
Carolyn, to that point, if I may.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, very briefly, to Kathy's point, I think the new timeline gives the national supervisor a little more leeway on some issues, and I do think that's an issue that the committee will address, and certainly it's outside the scope of this motion, though. But it is an important point, and we'll put it on the list for sure.
Okay, so I don't know. Do we need to refer this to committee, or is there discussion further, or can we take a vote?
I'd like to call the question.
Thank you. Call the question. Okay, question has been called. Does anybody call the question? Actually, you don't even have time. We're past time. We need a motion to control. So, good. Yes, vote will support this motion coming from the election regarding us, staff list, and no vote will reject it. That's unanimously by the election. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please.
But before you do that, you're really breaking up, Summer. It's hard to hear you. Can someone else perhaps summarize the motion so we can all hear?
It was a rather lengthy motion. Carolyn, do you want to recap the main points? It hasn't been amended or substituted.
Yes, it was a motion to ask the that the PNB request that the executive director have station managers work to clean up the database and additional to the donor databases, to encourage all the members to keep their contact information current, that the general managers also eliminate duplications by using United States Post Office scans and compare databases from station to station, and ensure that each member can vote only once, and that these efforts take place at least once in 2011, and again next year, as soon as possible, but no later than the date of record in 2012, and that the PNB direct the executive director to report on progress to the elections committee on these issues.
Arlene to the stack.
Go ahead, Arlene.
Back. This point, will not happen in 2011. I am asking that many of these steps happen in January of 2012. I'll just point that out.
Marcel?
I have a point of information, Summer.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess this is for Carolyn. Now, what if somebody donates to another signal area? I know you can only vote in one signal area, because, for example, I donated to W, but I still like to get their information. Does that mean that people who do that won't be able to get the information if they're, quote-unquote, stripped from the database?
Well, we're not recommending stripping from the database. No. But there has to be a way of identifying duplicates from station to station so that people only get one ballot. It wasn't a major problem, as Arlene points it out, but it was significant enough so that some people got two or three ballots if they donated to more than one. It's probably a simple matter of coding and having someone compare the databases before mailing for ballots. That's all. It's a technical.
We'll point out that we did that last year, and I didn't get reports of people getting ballots from more than one station. I personally donate to all five stations, and I only got one ballot. I didn't vote. Didn't
recognize.
Feel that was appropriate, but I did only get one ballot.
Uh-huh.
All right, folks.
Well,
Dan, you had a question? You wanted to be on stack?
Yes, thank you. I really appreciate and support the thrust of Carolyn's motion. What I'm concerned about is that it seems too detailed and prescriptive. I would rather give the ED the responsibility to figure out how to do this. I mean, cost is not something that can be completely disregarded, and I would hope that the ED and the GMs can find an efficient way to do this, which may not include all of the aspects that Carolyn is suggesting.
May I respond to that quickly?
All right, and then we do need to take a vote. Go ahead.
Yeah, the motion was passed in October unanimously by the Elections Committee, so it's really not my motion, but it's the Elections Committee motion. And I think that by directing the GM to direct, I mean the ED to direct the GMs to work on this, she has all the scope she needs to delegate or do it herself. I don't think that's really an issue. We tried to word it carefully so that the ED had freedom to do whatever needed to be done here. I don't really see a problem on this. I'm hoping perhaps we can vote on this without objection and save some time. Is that a possibility?
Was that for Arlene to respond to, or was that done? Okay, I think if we can go ahead and take a vote, then a yes, we'll support this motion, and no, we'll defeat it. Madam Secretary, if you could call the roll, please.
Summer, I'm sorry. It is really hard to hear you. I can't. It's just hard to hear you.
Listen,
in terms of what Arlene just said, that this should be done in 2012, doesn't that need to be struck from the language, or am I not correct about that? Because I agree with Arlene.
Arlene, was it your position?
Thank you, Nia. I would make it for 2012 or January of 2012. At this point, December is not practical.
Right.
With Christmas mailing and going on.
And that language makes sense about any objections to that? Is that a substitution? Somebody makes a substitution.
Well, I'll make it, Summer, if somebody would second it. Yeah, I'll make it.
I'll second it. Kathy.
Is there a second? Is that Kathy?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Is there any objection to the substitution, just changing that language? Hearing none, that language is substituted now on to the main motion. Yes, we'll support the main motion as substituted with the revision of the date, 12, number 20. Is there any objection?
I'm sorry, I can't even hear what you said.
You're breaking up badly, Summer.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to do about it. I have tons of bars. And some of you sound a bit broken up, but not everybody.
Are you sitting still?
I was when I was breaking up, and I'm sitting still again.
Can you repeat it, please?
Perhaps they're speaking more slowly,
The main motion as substituted. I hear echo when I talk. And I'm not speaking on the speakerphone, so I don't know. The main motion as substituted with the revision of language to reflect 2012 rather than December 2011. Is there any objection to the main motion with the substitution?
Summer?
Oh, that was January 2012, is that correct?
Yeah, I was going to say for it to Summer?
Yes, Nia?
Yeah, for it to read clearly, it would be, these cleanup efforts should take place at least in, sorry to be doing this, but if they have drives going on and all of that, wouldn't that be like, let's say, in March, Arlene, March 2012? Does it have drives? Sorry about that.
Arlene, do you want to weigh in on that?
Either do it twice, which means in January, and then again when we get close to the date, or we'll do it after the drives in the spring. Based on the motion, I was assuming that we needed to do this twice to be safe.
Right. But how would you work that sentence?
Carolyn here, please.
These cleanup efforts should take place at least.
Carolyn, do you have the best language for this?
Yes, I would say once after the first of the year, and again once before, just change it to once after January 1st, 2012, as soon as possible after January 1st, 2012, and once again, and then leave the rest of it as stated. This will not interfere with a drive, by the way. The NCOA scan does not interfere with the use of the database.
No, it does not.
Are we suggesting that it's once in January and once later in the year for a total of twice during the year? Is that correct? Is the time later in the year prior to conducting the election? Or the, right? Somebody just give me clear language.
I would suggest leaving it the way it is and let the executive director do what can be done. Since the date has already passed, the question is really moot. It certainly will not get done before 2012. So there's no point in changing the language. We just change the legal language as it is and allow the EC to do it as can be done.
Why would you vote on moot language, Madam Chair? That doesn't make any sense.
Nia, lady,
point of order.
Excuse me, let me deal with this, please. It passed without objection, the substitution.
Thank you.
12. Everything after that is further discussion. What I called for was a vote on the main motion with the correct date, not another corrected date.
and a further date. We already did that. So the motion as it currently stands, it's the date of January 2012. It has to be that hasn't passed or even been proposed definitively. So the motion on the floor is the main motion with the January 2012 date. Is there a main motion as revised currently on the floor?
Kathy, on the, to be recognized or on the stack?
Thank you, Kathy, certainly.
Can we call the question? I thought that's what we were doing. I thought you had reached the point of saying, is there any objection?
Quite clear.
I had done that once already on the January 2012 to correct the fact that December is coming and going.
That was passed without objection. And then you got to the point of the main motion. Is there any objection?
That's correct.
So is there any objection? Can we just either vote or not vote and end discussion?
That's what I was attempting to accomplish, and that's why I was asking if there's any objection. There's no objection, then. Is there any objection to the main motion?
Summer, I still want to know, what should that sentence read? If you ask an executive to do something, we should be clear to her. We're not even clear ourselves.
It sounds like sometime after January 2012. The original substitute was simply to change December to January. It was after that that further discussion ensued regarding the spring and then whether it should be twice and whether twice in the motion. Somebody needs to translate that language if that should be changed. So since I haven't heard that happening, it sounds like after January 2012.
No, in January, I would suggest the following language. These cleanup efforts should take place in January 2012 and again no later than immediately after the date of record in 2012. Is that clear enough?
What do you mean by date of record?
The date of record is variable. There's a little wiggle room for the national supervisor in case they need more time, but June 15th, there's a 15-day window there. So the date of record is 45 days before the ballots get mailed out, and it cannot be fixed.
That needs to be in the link. All right. So date of record.
We're past time.
Election process.
Okay. So now, Carolyn, are you... Summer?
Is there a second to this version of it?
Yeah, that's okay. But then... Yeah, Summer?
Yes.
Yeah, but then the next one where it says the above protocols by December 1st, that now needs to be changed to February 1st or something.
I think Carolyn has just proposed January and the date of record. I'm ready for someone to give a motion to refer at this point. I mean, I'm driving
no, no, no.
and would like
no, no,
to
we don't need to do that, Summer.
Oh, we vote on
them. All right, the phrase protocols by December 1st then can be changed to February 1st.
Right. But that's what I just said, February 1st.
Excuse me? Yes, by February 1st.
That's what I said.
And then monthly until a clean list.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Is there a comment on that? Does one of you wish to be the mover and one of you the seconder, and then hopefully there's no objection?
I'll move it.
Okay. Carolyn, second?
And second as amended, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, excellent. Is there any objection to that amendment? And hearing none, is there any objection to the underlying main motion as amended to February 1st and a subsequent...
Without objection.
Thank you, Campbell. No objections? Fantastic. Secretary, if you could please record the motion as amended, having passed without objection. I do believe we're past your time at this point.
Summer,
thank you.
Summer, yes. It might be good if Carolyn or whoever, or Nia, sent our secretary those dates to make sure that we're clear that what the wording is.
I'll send the revised language, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank you, Bill. That makes sense. We're past due time to go into executive session.
Summer?
Yes, Alex?
Before we adjourn, I'd like to request that when we meet again that this be a continuation meeting.
We have other
committee reports that really need to get to.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that?
All right. Summer. I will only object because remember my second motion, I only cooperated so that we could get to the affiliate selection. So as long as that's back on there.
We did that.
Alex is saying a continued meeting. I'm saying it's with the proviso that the personnel committee, the second motion is the next thing.
If we're picking up exactly where we left off, then we'll be fine, no?
I think so.
Okay, very good. If as long as our intent is all forward that we continue.
This is Summer. This is Lydia asking Summer a question.
Yes,
buddy. Madam Chair, can you just check, and I would defer to whatever your research bears out, but how many continuation meetings can you have in a row?
I was concerned about
And I think you can craft any agenda to continue along the agenda. If you know what I'm saying. But anyway, if you can... Look that up, and I defer to your judgment without a vote right now.
Okay, that sounds fantastic. So, continuation meeting pending confirmation that that's permissible, okay? And if it is, okay, very good. I suggest we all adjourn to executive session. Arlene, are you able to contact counsel and ask to go ahead and join us on the executive session call? If Arlene, if you're speaking, I can't hear you, but...
I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, thank you. Are you able to contact Kenny Gold and go ahead and ask him to join us for executive session if he would be so kind?
No, he's been texting me and I've been texting him.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay, beautiful. So everyone, let's try to be on there in the next couple of minutes, okay? All right.
Thank you.
Okay.